I'm really relieved I didn't have to read that first reading. Well done. Wow. The reading began from the second chapter of Acts with the statement, when the time of Pentecost had been fulfilled. I don't know if you caught that. It was past tense. When it had been, hold it. I thought Pentecost was the event itself, but yet in the scriptures it's a past tense, having been fulfilled. What's going on here? And then we recall, or perhaps learn, that Pentecost was not a uniquely Christian feast in terms of its origin, but a Jewish feast, Shavuot, commemorating 50 days after Passover with the event of Moses himself receiving the Ten Commandments. And it was one of the highest ranking Jewish feasts, connected not only with its highest Passover, but with an expectation that those of the Jewish faith themselves would travel to Jerusalem for the celebration of Shavuot. And when some of the Jewish people migrated to areas where Greek was principally speaking, what we term Hellenistic Jews, they began to use a Greek term to describe this same feast, Pentecoste. Now that sounds a little more familiar, doesn't it? So when the time of Pentecoste had been fulfilled, when the community of believers had been gathering and praying in a way that was customary from their Jewish tradition, gathered then, praising and worshiping God, when that had been fulfilled, but they still were at prayer, the fulfillment of Jesus' promise takes place with the Advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who rushes in dramatic fashion. This is an encounter with God, and not unlike Pentecost itself, the features that are involved with meeting the one true God, they're familiar to us in the Old Testament. It's a lot of earth, wind, and fire, and I'm not talking about the 70s group. This is dramatic when God chooses to reveal himself to humanity. Things shake and wind blow and fire ignites. It's to accentuate the majesty and the sovereignty of the one true God. Let's not fall prey to two errors. First, let's not look back nostalgically and say, gosh, what a wonderful event that was. Oh, that I would have been there. And let's not also reduce this to circus tricks, where the phenomenon itself, how it's described in its features, becomes the fascination. No, this is an encounter with God. That's what this is about. A God who deeply desires to continue to reveal himself to us through his Spirit today, to bring about a radical transformation, radical from radix in the Latin, our root, our core, to change us, to transform us, to advance us, to complete us. That same Spirit of God, eagerly wishing to descend upon us and to move us to become the very best version of ourselves. One of the results is this astonishing realization of intelligibility among different cultures and different peoples. This isn't some kind of high quotient aptitude for speaking foreign languages. This is the one language of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, that is spoken in a way that is intelligible to all. It's understandable to all. The language of God. My friends, the same Spirit seeks to do that to us, to do that individually and as a community of faith, so that by our words and our actions that we might be able to testify to no less than the wondrous acts of God, as we heard at the end of that reading. Right where we are, wherever we're at in our daily living, how is it manifested? Maybe it's at work or in other environments that are seemingly secular, where there's a confidence that we simply have, not from our own self-generation, but as a manifestation of the Spirit, whom we have asked to descend and who descends upon us. Maybe it's with a compassion that is uncharacteristic in the worst workplace, or a care and a concern, or encouragement and support. Maybe an opportunity does present itself to pray or to express the commitment to pray for another. When the passage, it actually continues, it's just unfortunate that the very next verse was not included. It's unfortunate, in my opinion, that the very next verse was not included in that selection, because there are always naysayers. No matter what we do, no matter what the Spirit does, no matter how God time and again presents himself, there's always going to be some who think otherwise. And we read that some, however, laughed it off. They had been drinking too much new wine, they said. You know what? Let them think we're drinking the new wine. Seriously, let them think that. Let's give the people that we encounter cause to just think differently, and to give cause for them to earnestly and sincerely seek what we ourselves have discovered and encountered in the one true God.